Blog Talk Radio.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama.
Together you got
smooth. Drama. Smooth. Drama.
All right. Welcome to Smooth Drama with your host, Dick Hugger. Tonight, we have my homies. HISD, the Houston Independent Spit District, in the house. They'll be calling in here shortly. So if you got any questions, comments, concerns, or you just want to holler at them, you're a big fan, hit us up, 646-929-2037. Once again, the call number, 646-929-2037. And as always, I want to hear from you, and if you're too shy to call, you can always email me, drama.com. I will, of course, read your email, because I'm down like that. Also, we have our Smooth Drama chat room on Blog Talk, as well as if you're watching Smooth Drama TV and you're watching my face, that's great for radio. You can post your questions or your comments there, and I will gladly read them off. And last but not least, because, as always, I do want to stalk you, and I want you to stalk me so that we can get a symbiotic relationship going. You text the word Smooth Drama to the number 41411. Once again, so we can get our tentacles into each other. Text the word Smooth Drama to the number 41411, and we will send some interesting information about what we got happening here at Smooth Drama. And we'll get your information, and maybe one day I can just, like, knock on your door one day and just say, hey, surprise, black man at your door. No? All right. Anyway, starting off right here in California, of course, majority of people may know it's election day. If you don't, it's election day. And the proposition that everybody's been buzzing about, Proposition 19, right now, it's not doing good. 59 against 41 for, 59% against, 41% for. But it is early, and it showed that it was only one precinct report more, as the precinct reported, so 99% more precincts left, so anything can happen. So stay tuned, everybody, because I'm sure it will come up now and again, and I know there are some people that's interested in it, but I'm trying to tell them, you're waiting on young folks to vote, and especially young folks that smoke weed. They may have smoked and fell asleep with a bag of chips. Anyway, it may be too late, but if you woke up before 7:30, you got down to wherever the hell you supposed to vote, wherever the hell you live, good luck. Speaking of luck, well, this is not luck. Normally, I wouldn't even talk about this, but because it's something that's been beaten to the ground, that I forgot to talk about it last week. I got to talk about it. This Cleveland radio host who hired a witch doctor to curse LeBron James. I think that it is fucking hilarious that you would hire a witch doctor to curse a man because he left your basketball team. I think that that's just terrible. It's awful. And no, it ain't that serious. I don't know what's wrong with them, but they brought in a witch doctor who used bones, blood, and a James jersey to cast a curse on him. And yeah, that's how serious they are down in Cleveland. In shock that your team is not good, because after your first win, you kind of not winning anymore. And I can't say that I'm sad about it. And couldn't it happen to a nicer town and a nicer owner? That's that whole karma thing. Y'all gonna suck. You might not win for a while. And I don't think anybody really cared. I don't think people even knew Cleveland had a team till LeBron was there. But, hey, forget me not. And on that note, what we gonna do here before my homies come home, we gonna play one of their songs, one of the songs off their new album, The Weeknd. This is Come Out and Play. You know, so, because we've been encouraging grown folks to play, y'all come on out and play.
Education and opportunity are here for the asking. Education and opportunity are here for the asking. And Houston rewards those who work. Houston is holding on to the traditions while welcoming the new. We're looking forward to tomorrow. And we're ready to fly. 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 Fly.
Drive block to block, it's loud enough. The people on the street nod to the rock. Keep the windows down, surround like an intercom. Spit with a megaphone, glide over the CD-ROM. Standing on top of Savvy Yukon, wheels roll the ground. They come out of households like, what's that sound? 18's in the back, groundbreaking the track that kick like hacky sack. We cruise with jewels through the hood of neighbors. On the roof, rapping for your vote like the mayor. Bill White on the mic, I kill right player. Murders and slow friends and light bright player. Losing my balance, we hit the corner fast, pinky. ISD, my dogs like Winky Dinky. Shuffle they feet, the Hollywood hustle. Chase down the street, trying to catch a peak of the heat. Come out and play, come out and play. Ride all day.
Come out and play. All my people say, turn the volume up, cause it's loud enough. What? Turn the volume up, it ain't loud enough. So come out and play. Ride all day, ride all day.
For a long time, got a lot inside my mind. Peace of mind is undefined, but peace of mind stay on the grind. Speak your grind, speak your street, speak your blasting week to week. The trees beat clouds walking, wind blowing big hawk, big pokey, big mo. Driving fast, moving slow, slow it down, volume down. Hello hood, look around. See them playing, see them serving, see them swerving, see them urban, see them bourbon. ISD, music, magic as an urban. Worthy to assist, man, Sam, hit the brakes fast. L was a strap, damn, almost hit the brakes dash. Flash, flashing pictures of the hood till it's nothing left. Beats, spit, megaphone, rhymes till they out of breath. Out of plots, out of plans, out of land, I be goddamn. Hood is looking native to the south-sided African. Take it back to Rebel Tracks, come on, play this song for that. ISD is here to say the weekend's with your back.
Come
back
out and play, my people say, turn the volume up, cause it's loud enough. What? Turn the volume up, it ain't loud enough. So come out and play, ride all day, ride all day.
Damn, Scotty, why you spit it so atrocious? We in that FOPO, F around and get us toasted. Popo's laying low in the cut to revoke this. Grand spit audio, they looking for the dopest. It's my third strike, I'm going down and they know this. Logo on the ride, peace of mind, where it's golden. They popped up quick, handcuffs to the wrist, mashed up on my fist. Now the people looking on from the streets getting pissed. Like, what the cuff is this? One grabbed the megaphone, then he raised up his fist. It's looking like a public enemy. telling me rally in Brooklyn. Thinking to myself, what the hell got into Houston? Doors coming open, windows getting broken. People rising up in the South and they've spoken. The district, we want justice. The district, load up the buses.
The district, we want justice. The district, come on.
Good afternoon, America. This is Bobby McSnuggle, and we're live at the scene of the weekend rally. So far, there's been a sequence of events to take place here. I'm not sure what the outcome is going to be. The people are screaming, the weekend is near. We want justice. We want justice. There's been bloodshed and hostage standoffs. We will continue to give you worldwide coverage of this horrific event. From all of us here at HISD News, I'm Bobby McSnuggle reporting to you live. To all you guys out there in TV land, can't play the rap bars till you stop playing the sample. The sample.
Come out and play. So y'all looking for it, that's the straight heat right there. And I think we got him on the line here. Hey, caller, welcome to Smooth Drama.
Can you hear me?
I can hear
Hello?
You.
Can you hear
Hello?
Me? What's up, man? What's up?
What's going on?
Nothing much, it's Golden.
Hey, what's going on, Golden? King Midas? HISD, what's happening?
Not much, man. Just checking in. What's good?
Oh, well, you know, I want to thank you because I got the album. I got to compliment you, brother. That shit is tremendous.
Oh, wow. I sure appreciate that. Much appreciated, for real, man.
No, I appreciate it because, you know, good music is hard to find. So, you know, when you going to come, we going to come with what y'all coming with.
Wow.
Now, is it just you or do you have any other members of the group with you?
They're here. They're at the house, but actually they're rehearsing for a show. So
okay.
We got to kind of squeeze in some rehearsal time. So I definitely probably can get a couple of them on
the
line. But yeah, they're actually rehearsing as we speak.
All right. Well, I wanted to ask you some questions, man. I mean, as one of the producers and member of the group,
Definitely. What
was the concept behind this album, The Weeknd, and the name in particular?
The name, The Weeknd, is a obviously it's a double meaning. Obviously, you could tell by the spelling. That it's not your typical weekend is in days of the week, but it also means that, but it also means the W-E-A-K word is male as well. But to kind of simplify it, basically, it all started with when you're a kid or whatever, that feeling that you get going to school on Friday. Knowing that the weekend is coming, right?
Yes, sir.
And it still exists to this day because obviously people have jobs now. And so that feeling you get knowing that the weekend is coming, that excitement that you get that's in your stomach that you can't really explain, that's that's what I wanted people to feel when it about the music and when as far as getting the album and stuff, because honestly I used to feel like that about music too. I remember Yeah, I remember a particular album when I remember Blowout Cone from Digable Planets was coming out. I mean,
yes,
I remember
sir.
Like it was yesterday that coming out. I remember Wu-Tang's the second album when that was coming out. I mean, I remember waiting on that, and I was so excited, almost like Christmas. So that's where the initial thought process was when it came to The Weeknd, and then it just kind of expanded from there, and it takes on so many different meanings. So,
I want to piggyback on that because I know you were talking about the music. I can say that I can when I listened to your first album, The District, and you know I can honestly say I had no expectations of y'all. I just thought, oh yeah, it's a homie, and they put out an album, and so I'm listening to it and song after song, and the shit just keeps. Rising, your man said in the song, the crescendo. You know, the crescendo, it just keeps rising and rising and rising. And I'm like, damn, that's what I'm talking about right there, where every song just keeps up in the ante. And I think somebody else paid you a compliment when listening to the music. They was like, yeah, because you can feel a soul in it. Because it's soul music.
Yeah. I agree. I think, honestly, man, we don't really know no other way to do it. You know what I'm saying? Like, we've never been exposed to that other side to where people are literally making music because somebody told them to, or they're making this particular song because this is what they want to hear. We just basically getting in there and doing some things straight up from the heart and putting our time and our effort into it to make it, you know, sound the best as best as possible and just moving forward, man. So I think up until this point we've been very fortunate to be able to
I think a couple more folks is on the line here.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, what up? This is Savvy Poindexter just joining in.
It's our Equality, one of the MCs in HISD.
Okay. Is everybody there? I think we got two more.
Yeah, Elder Voice, I'm up in there.
All right. All right, well, I was just talking about your album, and I was complimenting y'all because I was saying that in listening to your album, your music, you kept setting a bar higher and higher.
Appreciate it. Well, yeah, we definitely want to, you know, wanted our growth to be very obvious on this particular record, man. We were, you know, it was intentional that we were aiming for that. I mean, just by you saying that, man, you know, that's a huge compliment. You know, because we feel like we were, you know, we've kind of have jumped a level or two from the last release, and I mean, I think as an artist, you just want to be able to show that growth, man. So. You know, that's a huge compliment. We appreciate that.
Oh, hey, I mean, the album is seamless. You know, it's like you're flowing into the song, and I can feel y'all because like the first time I was telling King Midas that y'all came in hard, and then you know, of course, the second time it was like, yeah, and now this time it's like, God damn. I it's classic. I was telling everybody your first album was a classic, and then your second one, I was like, it's a great album, and now this one, it's I'm speechless, but I'm not.
Right on. Appreciate it, brother.
Now, yeah, it was funny because we were just going around that term earlier, obviously that's not for us to decide what's classic and what's not. That's for fans. But we were kind of just, you know, throwing around the word, and it felt a little uncomfortable. But to hear somebody else actually call this a classic, I mean, it's just, that's kind of, it's not, I mean, I'm at a loss for words, you know what I'm saying? You really don't know how to receive a compliment like that, because that's just kind of mind-boggling. But it's a great compliment, though, unbelievable compliment.
Well, I can tell you this because when I listen to the album, it doesn't come off like you were trying to sell a million records. It just came off like, yeah, we doing this and we putting our heart and soul in. That's what I got. I didn't get that you was trying to do it. I didn't notice to do the savvy song where everybody gonna do the dance, do the savvy or nothing like that on there. It was just straight hip hop.
Right. Yeah, we definitely just wanted to make sure that we made something that was true to ourselves, and then, you know, just each album we try to up the stakes, you know what I'm saying? I'm pretty sure, you know, King tries to outdo himself and between albums, you know, add more things to his repertoire as a producer, you know, to become a more complete producer. You know what I'm saying? The same thing as MCs, you know, we want to up the ante. And then also, the cool thing about being in the group, you know, with three other MCs, you know, you don't want to be the weak link. So it's like friendly competition almost. It's like, you know, we just try to make sure that, you know, we ain't the weak link, so we stay on top of, you know, our writing skills and try to add other things to the repertoire so that we can, you know, just, you know, balance each other out, you know. So.
Scotty's fitting is on now.
But I don't look like you're fighting. It looked like you're like, okay, he just said some hot shit. I got to say some hot shit.
Right, exactly. Exactly. That's exactly how it goes down.
Being on the inside, King Midas, I just totally enjoy hearing their rhymes, man. Like you said, I don't never feel like it's fighting and trying to outdo each other, but I definitely feel like it's almost like playing like sports again, and you come back from the summertime. And you basically, that's your time to kind of show your teammates, like, how much you've improved, you know?
Right.
And that's kind of what it felt like to me. Not like we're all on a different team. I mean, we're all on the same team, but I do want to show y'all that over the summertime, you know, I got a couple more inches on the vert, and I'm dunking real smooth now, you know?
Yeah,
so
yeah.
That's kind of how I took it, man. And I think everybody that contributed to the project showed a lot of growth. So,
I mean, y'all have a. I mean, obviously, you can see the hip hop group influence. Because in watching your video, Space Up, I was reminded that you got to chill when one is on the mic and the others are in the background over there like dancing. That was immediately what I thought.
Interesting.
No, appreciate that.
Scoop and scrap.
It's funny because I was actually listening to that album earlier in my MP3 player.
The only thing was missing is the flat top.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Don't bring the kid and play flat top back.
No, we won't do that.
Thank you.
Yeah. Hey, I seen a cat recently with a mean, you know, eraser head flat top, one of them good old kid flat tops. I mean, his was perfect, man. I didn't even think brothers could pull it off, but he pulled it off. You know what I'm saying?
I'm not against it, but you gotta have a fade. It can't just be that round. It gotta be some fade.
Had a small fade on the side and the racer head at the top. I mean, it was trimmed perfectly, wasn't the hair out of place. Actually, he the son of, like, one of the peoples that we know, one of our contemporaries. So, you know, his joint was nice, though. You know, he had it right.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I mean.
Made me look proud.
I mean, obviously, we don't want Jerry Curl to come back and nothing like that. But,
yeah, definitely. You know. I agree. Yeah. I definitely agree.
He's going to keep that one dead. Now, I know y'all got a new wrinkle. Talk about the comic book and the concept behind releasing the comic book with your album.
Savvy?
I was going to say the same thing, Savvy.
Well, yeah, Dick, I don't know if you've got a chance to peep the storyline behind
that.
So there's more to that storyline. There's actually a background story that's, you know, goes a little bit more into you know, what the album is about and the you know, kind of it really introducing what this whole concept is about. And so we felt like, you know, we had to really do this project justice, because our thing from the beginning was that we wanted to create an experience for people. You know, we didn't want it to just be a bunch of good songs, because I think, you know, in this day and age, you know, it's just having good music or just songs, period, are very disposable or whatnot. And we wanted to definitely, we were intentional in creating the theme behind our music. And we felt like in order to do the music justice, we had to introduce another element, you know what I mean, that was going to really tell the story of this project, because we were, in our minds, we were creating physical theater or whatnot, and so we felt like the best way to try to capture it in the print form would be in a book, and you know, what's greater than having a comic book to really draw out the characters and flesh out the themes of this type of concept.
Yeah, well, I mean, I happen to be lucky enough to see the pre-drawing part. So I mean, and as far as your album goes, I mean, that's one of the reasons why I'm a big fan of y'all, because y'all do tell a story and the songs connect and the album connects. There's no disconnect. Like you say, somebody can throw together an album and put 15, 16 songs, but they don't kind of connect. And I think in what y'all have done, you've always made albums and songs that connected.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's very important in what you do. People, it's underestimated, you know, the art of storytelling. And you doing the comic book kind of adds on to the legacy and the story. Expanding.
Yeah, that helps a lot, because, like you guys have been saying about a lot of these albums that are coming out now and even in the past, there is just a bunch of songs on the album, and then each song doesn't tie into the next song. And so basically you have a bunch of songs on the album. Some of them can be filler songs that they just threw on the album while they only focus on maybe three or four of the main songs, what they consider maybe, you know, the hot singles. And then the rest of the album just be filler songs. But what we wanted to do is take control of each song and make each song as best as it could possibly be. So that way each song itself can hold its own weight. And then when you put it together in the context of the album, then they all the songs end up having staying power. Like we didn't want to make create an album to where you skip different songs. Like on this album, we wanted, like, if you skip a song, then you're missing something, or you know what I mean? And so we wanted to make an album like that, to where when you listen to it, you want to listen to the whole thing, like, together. You just don't want to listen to one song or two songs or something like that.
Well, I mean, that was my whole point when I was talking about the album. When I say a classic album to me is an album where I didn't have to skip a song.
What's the last classic album you heard?
The last classic album I heard was Immortal Technique, Third World.
Okay.
You know, that to me was a classic album.
And what made that classic to you, in your opinion? Like, what makes the classic album besides not being able to skip something? Like, is there anything else? Or is that just enough by itself?
No, one is like I said, the art of storytelling. You know, the storytelling is very important. And when you talk about making the songs say something, you know, this song says this song says that, and they all connect. And he's telling, like in his case, he was telling the third world. And in your case, y'all talking about, as he was explaining the weekend, you're explaining where y'all coming from and what your concept, and you're laying your soul out there, and I could feel that. And so I'm following along. I mean, one, the lyrics is nice. The music is beautiful, and you're serious, and, you know, I catch the wordplay, and then I catch the humor. I mean, because I like to think I got a sense of humor, so I catch y'all's sense of humor also, because sometimes you can take yourself too seriously, and all I see that y'all don't take yourselves too seriously. So to me, all that wrapped together is what makes a classic album.
All right.
Because it's something where I can listen to it over and over and over again and never get tired of it. And it's timeless.
Yeah.
We got to finish you out, man. So when you start campaigning, you know, we can hear your campaign speech.
I mean, yeah. It's not campaigning to me because...
We can, but it's better when they hear from other people. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Right.
Because every rapper talks about how great they are.
You can't say I'm the dopest if everybody think you trash.
Right. Exactly.
So
yeah.
I
didn't mean to be interviewing you when I asked you that question. I just you know, your particular opinion, you know, because sometimes people say, oh, well, this is classic, but then you ask, well, but they never say why it's classic. They just say, oh, this is a classic album, you know, but why do you think it's classic, you know? I mean, so, you know, from what you said, I can understand why you say certain things are classic. They have to have certain, you know, components that make them that way. And, like, when we were making this album, you know, something we wanted to do, we had a concept, you know, a loose concept at one point that turned into something bigger, and we were like, man, we got this concept. We want to make songs like this. We want a song that kind of, you know, is talking about this, a song that's talking about that, and we didn't have much fat. Like, we were fortunate. Like, we didn't make 30 songs for this album. We worked on maybe 15 songs, and 12 of those songs made the album plus an interlude. You know what I'm saying? Because we were very intentional about how we went about making this album, and that's probably why you could see the listener can hear and see the cohesiveness in the album, because we were very intentional about what we did. We wanted to make a very good album, but also make very strong songs to where they could each stand on they could stand by themselves, and they could fit within the context of an album. So
right. Well, I mean, that's what I'm talking about. You know, and please believe me, you it's not an insult. I have no problem explaining myself, because we're talking about, when we talk about the totality of music, I mean, music, and that's what kind of what's missing nowadays, because people aren't making music for the soul. People are making music just for the fucking sake of making music.
Right,
because I want to be a neighborhood celebrity. Fuck that.
Yeah, no, I feel you. We make music for ourselves. We make music for other people. We make music for ourselves. Like, to me, this Elder Voice speaking, but to me, the biggest compliment is, like, for the dudes in my crew, the other cats that I rock with, to be like, man, what you said on that song, man, that was hard. Or for them to be like, man, I'm proud of you. You showed up, you know what I'm saying, on the album. You killed. You know what I'm saying? Like, that means more to me than anything else what my fam got to say about me. You know what I'm saying? Because these are people I rock with every day. You know what I'm saying? So that's probably the biggest thing with me, right, into where I impress dudes that I look up to. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, these are like my brothers, and I'm the youngest MC in the crew. So for them to be like, hey, you know what I'm saying, You rock it, and I know how cold they are and what kind of caliber MC they are. That makes me, you know, feel even better about what I'm doing. Makes me want to go even harder. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, and that's a big. I want to write something that's going to impress myself and impress the dudes that I'm with, because I know if it impresses us and it's seven of us, then, you know what I'm saying, it's going, you know, I know the potential if it impresses somebody else is greater. You know.
Mm-hmm. Right. Now, on that note, before we go off here, tell the people where we can find The Weeknd.
www.theweekend.com, and you can name your own price with a minimum of a $5 purchase. You know what I'm saying? With the minimum. But you can name your own price. You want to spend $5, spend $5. You want to spend $100, spend $100. You know, anything is welcome. You know, we just appreciate the support.
All right. So what's the next show? And I heard that y'all was rehearsing. When's the next show? And what kind of tour y'all looking at doing?
The next show we have Saturday. This Saturday.
Yeah, Saturday.
Houston, with Talib Kweli.
For what is it, Life is Living? They have an event called the Life is Living. It's an all-day deal, I think from 11 to 5, I think. And so we're working on our set for that. Saturday should be real dope. The show itself should be real dope.
A tour is in the making. We're going to do the weekend tour. So be on the lookout for that. Anybody want any states, any cities that you know that want to bring HISD, keep us in mind because we definitely are trying to get out and move around in the near future. So let us know. What's the booking thing?
It's booking at peaceofmind.com. So it's booking at peaceuvmine.com. Booking at peaceofmind.com if you want HISD to come rock and get spaced up in your city. Holla at us.
Okay. So now you said get spaced up. Tell us, what does get spaced up mean? Explain that to the listener.
Gee, King.
Who is that starting to talk? Paris, go ahead.
Yeah. Got it. Spaced up. When you tell somebody to get this spaced up, that's basically, you know, taking it to a higher level, taking something to a higher level, whether that's a state of consciousness, anything. It's just not being, you know, parallel with everything else, or it's just taking something to a higher level, getting your stuff together, basically is another term for it, you know, making sure that everything is spaced up.
Mm-hmm.
Make sure it's on the one. It got to be on the one, you know.
Yeah, you got to invest in your space, man. But never forget that. Invest in your space and get your space up. Either your space up or your space out.
Already.
Wow. Well, it's funny that y'all would say that because actually when I was hanging out with Pierre out here in at the Alternative Press Expo, we were talking about that, and I actually had a conversation with a security guard along that line, an older security guard, where he was talking about how he's disappointed a lot, but proud at the same time when he's seen some young brothers like ourselves out there representing, but he's disappointed in the overall numbers. And I think when y'all talk about get your space up, when we talk about the hip-hop game, you talk about how everybody is in this box and you want people to get out that box. And as my man said, invest in your space and get out and get out of that little space.
A lot of dudes, man, they're afraid to take it to a higher level. You gotta take it to a higher level, man.
Yeah. People too insecure, man. They afraid about what everybody else thinks. Instead of, you know, what they think, what their consciousness thinks, what their spirit think, you know, they worried about what everybody else instead of doing what's true to them. And so that's why they space out and you don't hear from them no more. You know?
Yeah.
They didn't have their space up. You know?
That is a KRS-One song. You ever think about when you out of here?
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, I want to thank you, brothers, for coming on. And somehow, somewhere, hey, check y'all show out. So we got to hook up somehow, someway, and figure out when I can come and check out y'all show live.
You can come check us out in your city. We just need to get out there and, you know, make it happen in your city, you know, space up there, you know, so.
Yeah. No, we definitely got to come home to Dago. So,
What's up? What's up? Get it popping out there.
And we'll be there. Just tell us the venue, and we'll be there.
All right. All right. Well, check. Other HIFD music. Where we gonna find y'all?
We I didn't hear everything you said. I think it kind of blurred out for a second.
Oh, I was saying that. Tell the listeners one more time. If you want to listen to HIFD? Where can we find y'all?
www.theweekend.com. That's week weekend.com.
All right. As I was telling Golden earlier, this album, it's like, wow. I love it. The highest compliment. I believe it's a classic in my mind. I mean, as a longtime hip hop listener, and I put my collection up against anybody's, and I ranked y'all way up there.
I put your collection up there too. I mean, Quiet as Kept. Yeah. You wanted the reasons why I got into it like that.
Well,
straight up.
I'm glad I had the privilege of being one of your influences, brother.
Yeah, man.
That's what's so important to me about decisions that you make, because you see how the decisions that you made a long time ago, what type of effect it may have on the person and what they may do 20 years from now because the decisions you made back then, you see. Very, very important. People got to remember that. Decisions affect way more people than you would think. So,
yeah,
always.
Some of it, if it wasn't for you, I may be listening to some whack shit. If you think about it, if you weren't playing the Heats when I was little like that, I may be thinking some of this stuff out here is dope. But I know it's really not.
Yeah.
He's like the
Morpheus. And I know too.
Like Morpheus.
Oh, man. Well, damn. All right, y'all got to go because you're about to make me start crying on the air. So.
All right, man. Good talking.
Good, brother.
Good talking.
Face up.
All
I appreciate
right,
you, man.
Thank
Face
y'all for
up.
Coming on. And anytime y'all got something happening. You know, holla at me. Next video.
All right, man.
All right. Y'all take care.
All right, bro. Have a good night, man.
All right.
Place
all
right, up.
You too, bro. Jeez. All right, get peace. Place up. I'm definitely going to expand my space.
Word.
All right. Woo! That was HIFD. And we already came out to play, so what better way to end the interview by going into another one of the hot tracks off their album, The Weeknd. This is another one of my favorite tracks off this album, The Autobahn. Check it out.
Breathe, blow out the air. I'm fresh when I exhale live and live in color. Fit like call the tooth, pierce the niggas, I'm the truth. Mom said game, tow up the television. Now the tools destroy the game with precision. My vision is x-ray like hip from Maryland. If you ain't about change, I ain't caring then. You rappers, I know rappers can flow out here in Houston.
You need a H-I and then a S-S-D. We shut them down like cardiac arrest. Cause Scotty still a show. And all the boys,
my level. I need you, my level.
And Savvy got the rest. You need a H-I and then a S-S-D. We shut them down like cardiac arrest. Cause Scotty still a show. And all the boys,
my level. I need you, my level.
And Savvy got the rest.
I know no parameters. They're flying high for my color, flip the challenger. Not many MCs left here to challenge, but still run back, kick the champ, run the batter up. Lips on chaps, cause these raps didn't lather up. In the crunch, I'm Nestle when I get a hunch. Stick a punch, still a pump, or a punchline rapper. Sugar Ray, Elder Flow, Sagger, Rap Badger, kill your whole swagger. Got me looking back at memories. Should I see rap getting this weak? I can't call it, but I don't frolic with the fraudulent. Lost a lot of heart in it, still though I target it, slaughter it. When the clock turns, burn the rhetoric. Make sure I reference it. Scotty, don't get you, then the voice hit a settle it. Autobahn racing on the track for the hell of it. Yeah.
You need a H-I and then a S-S-D. We shut them down like cardiac arrest. Cause Scotty spit a show. And all the boys,
my level. I need you, my level.
And Savvy got the rest. You need a H-I and then a S-S-D. We shut them down like cardiac arrest. Cause Scotty spit a show. And all the boys,
my level. I need you, my level.
And Savvy got the rest.
My name been the same since a nigga turned 30, man. Golden Lake the track, I'ma ride it like a train, man. Cold train, right? Brother Slain, man. 747, but I gotta be the working eight. Nigga wanted food for thought, I serve it on his dinner plate. Spoon, fork, butter knife. Lemon in his glass of ice. Peach, cube, attitude. Ravishing and drinking brew. Rolling with my yard for a thought, like the living dude.
Smoking that weed, feeling fine. Got me a 40 and a
me and my crew run the court like a fire slammer, jammer with grammar for boys locked in the slammer from moving that arm and hammer. Baking soda, made his soda, made in water, made him sorta kind of wanna find a new way to make a living, made a killing, dealing audio. So we top villain, chilling on the billboard, top 40, top story headline. Another rapper died, living fabricated lies. Another weekend to the thought in his eyes. I ain't surprised.
H-I and then a S-S-D. We shut them down like cardiac arrest. Cause Scotty split a show. And all the boys,
my level. I need you, my level.
And Savvy got the rest.
That's the sound of the beast. There go the sound of the tree to the pound and the beat. H-Town, what a feat. What it do, what it don't, what it is, what it be. Would it be out of line if I said coming down, or coming out hard with a millimeter nine, or counting one more time, see that booty from behind. This is underground king spit, organized noise with aggravated monkey still swinging from a vine. Grip it on that other level, wood wheels on recline. Said it's 3 in the morning, man, I'm about to lay it down. Cause it's time to add it up, I-10 and 59. Get down to the lesson and the question. Is it dead or progressing? Whose fault? What you talking about?
I have what you talking about.
Nothing but the call or not. I had to bring it up cause some of y'all done forgot about it. Saying I ain't hip hop, draped up in drip dot. Sitting on the porch in my sock as a flip flop. Bubble on the bottom till we make it to the tip top. Autobahn drop, catch me at a pit stop.
Radiation or something. I don't know what was going on. Like I'm from a movie or something. It was real weird. I just remember seeing some type of light.
Like a beam of light.
Damn, it was just this like big old bright light. White light.
Together you gotta be smooth. Smooth.
All right, welcome back to Smooth Drama. That was my boy's H-I-S-D. Another one. Like I say, you go beat that, and I'm personally guaranteeing that you're not going to get no hotter than that. This album is nice. And I'm not just saying it because he called me Morpheus. Anyway, oh, little help Captain Growed Up. Anyway, moving on. funny thing is, we were talking about hip hop and what he said when he was talking about when you do things, you never understand the implications and what it may entail down the line, like being nice to somebody or doing something, influencing people. You can influence people positively, you can influence people negatively. And I mean, as most people know, well, not most people know, because obviously not everybody is nice, but it seems a lot of times that if you do nice things happen to you. Except for in the case of Kirby Pierre, who was one of the victims in Haiti. She was down there. She happened to be down there in Haiti, and she was trying to help in the Haitian catastrophe, as most everyone knows about the debilitating earthquake that went on in Haiti. That even now, it's so bad they've broken out with something that doesn't really affect civilized nations, cholera, because they don't have clean water. Well, Miss Pierre racked up a $35,000 bill while texting family and friends from Haiti, just talking about that she survived the earthquake. Now, the funny thing about it was T-Mobile had offered to waive the voice plan for Americans who were volunteering in Haiti. So, shouldn't have been no big deal, right? Unfortunately, they didn't include text messages. Now, imagine that. They say that we're not going to charge you for phone calls, but we're going to charge you $35,000. And I'm talking about 35 with a comma and three zeros behind it. $35,000 for text messages, because they didn't waive text messages. They only waive phone calls. And this is for Americans who were helping out. So, in one of those situations where it didn't even help to pay. Now, T-Mobile, for their part, being the nice and kinder and gentler, as our former president used to say, you know, kinder and gentler nation. Well, T-Mobile, in trying to be kinder and gentler, they reduced her bill $5,000. So instead of paying $35,000, she only had to pay $30,000. Isn't that nice of them? T-Mobile, the company that cares. So if you was, I mean, they made it like it didn't even pay to help. You think that they would have just waived the whole thing because you said that, hey, we're going to waive it for people who are helping out. But obviously, it's not going down like that. All right? Corporations, they got to get their money. So this is a big shout out to T-Mobile. Good job, homie. Y'all are beautiful. Way to help out with the Haiti relief effort, T-Mobile. And you wonder why I DVR and try not to watch commercials. Because of people like you, the good people down at T-Mobile. Anyway, moving on to some more haters. Because, you know, we haven't talked about haters like we should. And we got to talk about haters like this so people can understand and recognize what a true hater is. In Point, in Ohio, Ohio to me is right behind my favorite state, Florida. It seems to be an inordinate amount of shit that happens in Florida and Ohio. It makes no sense. Case in point, South Euclid, Ohio. Arson destroyed a playground specifically designed for children with disabilities. The city of South Euclid has established a $5,000 reward for information leading to the identification of persons responsible for the arson fire of a playground, and it was called the Playground of Possibilities. This playground had opened in the spring of last year, 2009, and it was designed by children who participated in something that they called Design Day events. Had thousands of volunteers who volunteered to work and build a play area for disabled children. I mean, Dave Chappelle had the comedy skit Player Hater of the Year. This is Player Hater of the Year right here. I mean, you might even get the decade. I mean, this is for a disabled kids park. And you burn the shit down? Arson? I mean, who hates on disabled kids? You have to ask that question. And the people that did it, I honestly hope that something bad happens to you. And if you're walking down the street and you fall in a manhole or some shit like that. I'm just saying. It's only right. And non-hate moment. I was reading a story about a woman who hit a power pole to kill herself and her children. Montgomery, Alabama. A young mother who, Tia Thompson, who decided her children and her, they couldn't make it because she was on welfare. And the welfare got cut off, so she felt like she couldn't make it any longer, couldn't support herself, so she was going to kill herself and her kids. And it brought me to a point where I'm devastated to think that because people won't hand out to you, you can't function any longer. And I understand, you know, it's hard out there for her. I mean, she's probably not getting the help that she needs from the father of the children, whatnot, maybe not the family support. But it's always sad when you hear that people want to give up and they want to kill themselves and their children because somebody won't help them. I mean, where's the do for self? And I'm not trying to indict the young lady, but it seems like it's a generational thing, and not trying to degenerate a whole generation, but when is it when you're not on welfare, you can't survive any longer? I don't know. I wish that we can get past that and some more do for self, stand up. And on that note, I'd like to thank HISD for coming on the show. I'd like to thank you, the listener, for listening to the show. And like I say, come back to the next show. I try to make it as interesting as always. With that, I'm Dick Hugger, Smooth Drama. We out.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama.
Together you got
smooth drama.